All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are going to Emet Hashem this morning, complete Os Yudalit. If you're following along in the on the PDF that I sent out, we are on Daf, page Lamed Aleph, top of Lamed Aleph. So just to reorient ourselves a bit, the Tzaddik highlighted this idea very, very quickly, that the human condition very much mirrors the way that the natural world unfolds. So just like in the world, there's Yom, there's Laila, right? There's morning, there's evening, there's day, there's night. So too, again, when it comes to the life of man, there are periods of good, periods of not so good. There's ascent, there's descent. There are different circumstances and different situations in life, times in which one is growing, and times in which, unfortunately, one is regressing. But the Rebbe says, then in those times of darkness, that's dafka when it's time to light the candle, because the ner, the light of the candle, is most dominant and most productive when it's dark. What is that ner? That ner is a mitzvah, that ner is Torah, that ner is some type of dynamic spiritual activity. And not only that, but remember, yo, we left off with last week, is where does one kindle that ner? One kindles the ner beveso, in his home. And when one kindles a ner in the home, even if the home is dark, ultimately, again, that little ner is able to dispel much darkness. The Rebbe then also pointed out the idea that something dynamic happens. When you go ahead and you light that ner, remember, a ner works best when it's dark. If you light a candle in a lit room, the candle doesn't do all that much. But if you light a candle in a dark room, so the candles enables you to see into all of the cracks and crevices. So too explains Reb Tzaddik that when a person is in a dark period of life, let's say a person has encountered a failure or a setback, that is a time that is ripe for introspection. As we pointed out, rarely do we introspect in times of good. Rarely do we introspect when things in life are going as they should. The times that are most ripe for introspection are the times for failure, are the times when we suffer some type of dynamic setback. So the godless, this is going to sound strange, but the greatness of failure lies in the fact that when it is dark, one little candle allows for so much light, allows for so much introspection, allows me to really look deep into myself and to examine the things that maybe have been in a state of disrepair for so long, but that I've actively chosen to ignore. So he goes on, he explains, Va'al yado, yochol livdok kol minei chimutz misidkei levavo. Through this little candle, one has the ability to go ahead and check and seek out all different types of chametz. Remember again, chametz, of course, here the metaphor being to the Sahara, chametz, the metaphor here being to the various parts of my spiritual persona that are in a state of disrepair. Ad makom sheyado magas. The Rebbe said, this is incredible. So the Rebbe is borrowing halachic terms from different places and using it to create a spiritual metaphor. So the lashon over here that the Gemara is talking about is as follows. Just to give you the context, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim explains that if a person has a wall, and in the wall there is a crevice, there is a hole, and there is a possibility that one may have put chametz into that hole. So what's the halacha? The halacha is you're supposed to go ahead and put your hand into the hole and search for chametz. What happens if there's chametz that's further back? So the Gemara explains, you check ad makom shiyado magas. All you can do is check up until the place where your hand reaches. In other words, you're not mechuyev to find chametz that is out of reach. As far as your hand could reach, that ultimately, again, is where you check until. So in general, in the Sfarim, in Hasidic literature, this concept is an incredible metaphor. An incredible metaphor for personalistic change. That how much chametz, remember chametz representing the Yitzhara, chametz representing that which is in a state of disrepair, chametz representing that which is broken. So how much in life do you have to try to rectify the chametz inside of yourself? Ad shiyado magas. Only as far as your hand could reach. Others are both saying, there's a recognition that in life, you can't fix every single problem. You can't. You can only fix the ones that are within your control. You can only fix the ones that are within reach. And it's the same, they're both saying, with ourselves as well. There are certain things I can fix, certain things I can fix, and there are certain things that are beyond my grasp. Now, maybe they're beyond my grasp. Often, I think that refers to things that I've done, right? So meaning, in other words, I have things that I've done in my life that I'm not proud of, that I'm not happy with, that I would give anything to change, but I can't. I can't change it. Meaning, it is what it is. It is what it is. I could apologize for it. I could do tshuva for it. I could learn from it. Excuse me. I can grow from it. I can promise not to do it again. But Lamaise, at the end of the day, I can't fix it. So therefore, Psatik says, this is incredible. Va'al yodo, through the little bit of light, right? Through the ner of Torah, through the ner of a mitzvah. Yachol livdo kol minei chimutz misidkei levavo. I can search out and I can find the chametz. That which is broken. That which is in a state of disrepair. That's lost in the crevices of my heart and soul. Ad mako sheyodo magas. And what do you have to do tshuva for? Until your hand reaches. You can only do as much as you can do. Vashar, and everything else, mevatlo belibo. Everything else, you just do bittel. Now, so we know what's the halacha by Pesach. Again, just for a moment. What's the halacha by Pesach? By Pesach, the halacha is, you search out whatever chametz you can, and whatever you can't find, or whatever you can't reach, you simply rely on bittel. Right? What's bittel? Bittel means I go ahead and I make the chametz ka'afra da'ara, like the dust of the earth. I relinquish my ownership over it. I relinquish my hold over it. I let it go. Look in the Be'uri HaChasidus. This is so beautiful. He says, Amnam, the middle of the first right-hand paragraph. Amnam, kimo shema chametz tamon bikir, b'makum shah adam lo yachala gi'alov, just like if chametz is in the wall, in a place where I can't get to, I'm not obligated to destroy the wall in order to get to the chametz. Person is only obligated to search out the chametz to the point where my hand could reach, and everything else I could be mevatel. I could do bittel. I can negate. Shemachlit belibo. Shachametz nechshav beinav ke'afar ba'alma. What does it mean ultimately again to do bittel chametz? Bittel chametz means I decide in my heart that the chametz is nothing. It's ka'afar. It's like dust of the earth. Ukimokin, listen to how beautiful this is. Ukimokin, hu gam lagabi cheshbon ha-nefesh. The same is true when we engage in introspection. Sheme'achar shebirer ha'adam es chesronosav b'chol kocho. After a person goes ahead and is mevarer, right, is able to search out and is able to identify all of his deficiencies, Ein lo lomar miyomar shetaharti es libi kichol atzorech, ali yivatel es atzmo la Hashem yisparach, ki chafetz chesetu v'chanun v'rachum v'rav. This is so incredibly beautiful. You know, in the process of change, in the process of introspection, there's often a challenge. And the challenge is that it's easy for a person to second guess themselves and to say, well, it's true that I found this problem and I found that problem and I found this deficiency. How do I know that I got everything? How do I know that I got everything? How do I know that I discovered all the deficiencies? And how do I know that I really did tshuva? How do I know that I really apologized? How do I know that I was really sincere? I will say sometimes in the process of personalistic change and introspection, a person has to just know, I did my best. I did my best. Right? I go, I went out and I extended my hand. I tried to go ahead and better myself and remedy my situation. And all I can do is try to the extent that my hand is able to reach. After that, I have to move on. After that, I have to say, I do bittel. Lehevihevkir ka'afra da'ara. The mistakes of the past, the situations that are broken will continue to be broken, and I need to continue on and move on with my life. Such an incredible yisod. Suppose if you trace the progression, what Rav Tzadok teaches us is that in moments of darkness, there's an incredible opportunity for introspection. How do you introspect? By creating light, ner. Engage in Torah, engage in mitzvahs. And that gives you the ability to look inside of yourself, dafka, in times of darkness, in times when things are not so great. And after you introspect, identify that which is broken, make a new plan for the future. It will say two words, move on. Move on. Do bittul, right? Say whatever else is left, whatever I couldn't discover, or whatever I don't have the koach, because it goes back to what we learned before. Whatever I have the koach not to go ahead and introspect or dwell on right now, libatav le have a hefker kafra da'ara. It should be like dust, and it's time to move on. There's a time for introspection, and there's a time for what's called historical contemplation, to think about what I've done, how I've done it, where I failed. Then there's a time to say, the past is the past, it's bottle, there's bittle, and it's time to move on. Let's finish the sif. The Rebbe says, V'nei ar ha-shemesh metar zman hayom, v'ha-shlamas ha-tara kasher yorv shimsho, ki de'isa brachas, de'lulei nitar lo'i arev adayim, v'chol kamo de'lo'i arev adayim tzarech osos mantara, ayyidei ar ha-shemesh shumishtadlu v'taras. So we'll say, so remember again, this goes back, we'll end with this, but this goes back to the motif that we mentioned last time as well, which is the Rebbe explaining a beautiful idea, namely that the greatest part of tshuva, the truth is, we'll explain this a little bit differently, but the greatest part of tshuva is when the sun goes down. As long as the sun is up, obviously the day is still in existence. As long as the day is still in existence, that means there is what to accomplish, what to change, what to introspect. But as soon as the sun goes down, the day is over. Once the day is over, that day becomes part of my past. Sometimes you have to allow the past to be the past and utilize ultimately again the new day to start anew. All right, Debos, we'll stop over here for today. Lemir Hashem, pick up with Sif Yadala tomorrow. Shkoyach.